Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man.
I don't think there's anything funny about it.
I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion, and I meant it. I still do. Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what it was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. This show is not important. What is important is that we get to live in a country that allows us to have a show like this.
Now, Kimmel's show was suspended by Disney last Wednesday, but despite Kimmel's return, some ABC affiliates owned by Sinclair Broadcasting Group and Nexstar Media Group are still preempting the show. And Jimmy Kimmel went on to thank Stephen Colbert, Jon Stewart, Clay Travis, Senator Ted Cruz for supporting him during his suspension. He said that he thanks the people who support a show, but most of all, thanks the people who don't support a show, but support his right to have one. So I think if you weren't expecting an apology or any reflection from Jimmy Kimmel...
He didn't apologize.
No, not really at all.
No, he didn't. And he dehumanized Charlie Kirk. He did not care. I want to play you what he originally said. And this is what, look, when you have so dehumanized the right, this Jimmy Kimmel has not had a right-wing guest on but one in the last 3 years. When you have so dehumanized the right for night after night after night, and you've had to use lies to do it, when your talking points come directly from Chuck Schumer, the head of the Democrat Party, whose office prepares them for you, as is the case with Jimmy Kimmel. You can Google that. Daily Beast, of all people, broke that left-wing publication, that Schumer literally hands him talking points for the show. And you have so dehumanized people to the point, you write something like that, you see that on the teleprompter, you read that, a man is dead. He's dead. And there's nothing that goes off in your brain says, maybe I shouldn't say that. Why? Because you think of us, more than half the country, as less than human. Less than. And that's why you say a thing like this.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
Serious question. Did Chuck Schumer write that?
No.
We've caught him writing your talking points in the past. Did the DNC write that? You come up with that yourself. He didn't apologize. It was the decent thing to do for Erica Kirk, for the children who will one day read about this. It was what a decent human being does. He's in tears there. Yeah. Because he doesn't want to lose his career. That's what he's crying about. But Lee, this guy is the head anchor at CNN. Their chief correspondent, Jake Tapper, yesterday, in a jaw-dropping statement that all I can figure is he's either such a compulsive liar that he doesn't know he's lying. You know how compulsive liars are? Or, and a person like that should never be, the chief correspondent or anchor for a station that does news, okay?
A bit problematic.
Or he's mocking us. I can't figure out which Jake Tapper is doing here on Seth Meyers.
All right, Jimmy Kimmel, he's a friend of both of ours.
Yeah.
You know him, I know him. We know he's a good person. But what was your original take on how this all went down starting last week?
I mean, I thought it was pretty much the most direct infringement by the government on free speech that I've seen in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Okay. Does his life
networks are allowed to cancel show
2020?
Yeah.
Headline, Associated Press. Zuckerberg says the White House pressured Facebook to censor some COVID-19 content during the pandemic. That was true. He missed that? How do you miss that? I mean, there was this huge Joe Rogan interview. Zuckerberg went on. It was news for like 2 days. Is he mocking us? Is what he means is, Lee, there is what Jake Tapper's really saying is, oh, when you guys were telling the truth, yeah, stuff you guys say doesn't count as censorship because you're less than human. You know, like Charlie Kirk. Less than human.
Well, and he's factually incorrect because the federal government did not take any action against Kimmel or the network.
No, and that comes from Nexstar, who put out a statement through their spokesperson. I can't repeat this enough time. And I want to keep repeating because my liberal trolls, who are really dogging me here lately, I think your media hasn't told you this. Nexstar put out a statement by their spokesperson, said point blank, we were not influenced in this by the federal government in any way. We were not influenced by the FCC. We had no contact with them. We did not do this because of the federal government. Yes, when you are attacking a man who has just died, a person, Lee, by the way, for Jake Tapper to say this cancellation of the show for like 2 days or something is the worst free speech attack in American history? No. Charlie Kirk's dead body is the worst free speech attack in American history. He's dead. You don't get to come back 2 days later from that. And he's dead at the hands of a left-wing gunman. And when Jake Tapper goes out there and he says this, he is egging on the next gunman who now thinks they are living through a dictatorship, the worst ever.
All right, Jimmy Kimmel, he's a friend of both of ours.
Yeah.
You know him, I know him. We know he's a good person. But what was your original take on how this all went down starting last week?
I mean, I thought it was pretty much the most direct infringement by the government on free speech that I've seen in my lifetime.
Yeah.
That primes the next shooter. Oh, wow, you're living through the worst. Oh, the worst of the dictatorship. And it's a lie. It's a total. If only the worst free speech infringement that had ever happened is that Jimmy Kimmel doesn't get to tell lies, according to the executives, not the government. That would be wonderful because I'd still have my original YouTube account. But that was taken from me by the Biden administration, which broke the sentiment. And I couldn't help but wonder, Lee, if the folks at Google, even though they lean left, took a look at this, all these lies, Jake Tapper lying like this, the Democrats just in the throes of pretending they're living through a censorship dictatorship. And wait, these are the same Democrats that made us censor.
Yes.
Threatened us, like they threatened Zuckerberg, we're going to investigate you, we're going to prosecute you, or you better censor for us. Watch the Democrats pretend they are censorship victims, and this is the worst act of censorship ever, and just lost their minds. Just lost their damn minds and went, we give up. We quit. I mean, for them to come back and say, not only did we censor, but to say we censored for Biden. Biden made us. And by the way, we're giving back YouTube accounts of people who said true things. They even admit what we said was true. God, I feel so vindicated this morning. How many times have I sat in this chair and said that I lost those two accounts? The things that I got strikes for were true. That was the heartbreaking thing. And it was COVID. It was me. This was me. So I feel like I'm finally vindicated. Like someone who's been looking at a UFO land in the backyard for like years now. And somebody finds, oh yeah, that's a UFO. Oh yeah, yeah, you did. You said true things. You lost your account. Finally, YouTube admits it. And that's Google owns it. And for Tapper to ignore that, to debase that. What he's saying is, oh, what you guys were doing wasn't free speech. It doesn't count.
Yeah.
You deserve to be canceled. Doesn't count as free speech. Now, but if Jimmy Kimmel has to miss a couple days, now that's an atrocity. I mean, what will Chuck Schumer do if he can't get his talking points out by Jimmy Kimmel?
For saying something that was false.
Was false. I know. What happened to the days when media would expect to be fired for something like that? I mean, it, yeah, First Amendment covers gone. Lies, but still. Just, wow. Coming up on the show, here's the great irony of this. And Matt Taibbi points this out, a person who's also been censored. All the true reporters have been censored. People who report true things about the government, they've all been censored. Alex Berenson's a former New York Times reporter, but despite that, has gone out on his own and was one of the first, if not the first, I'm saying one of the first to be safe, to break the fact that the COVID shot did not stop COVID, a revolutionary get for a journalist. He should have a Pulitzer for it. Instead, he got canceled by the Biden administration.
Yeah.
Headline, as Jimmy Kimmel becomes a speech icon, which is a flipping joke, Alex Berenson fights on alone. The Biden administration and the drug companies took his X account from him for telling the truth about the shot. As imperious talk show host talking about Jimmy Kimmel won the love of Hollywood and the ACLU, speech defenders need to recognize Alex Berenson. He's still fighting his lawsuit against the Biden administration for damages because they took his account for getting that story right.
And his story was that the shot was not effective, right?
Yeah.
And as you've heard me say here many times, every family member I have that took that shot got COVID. Every single one. Some of them multiple times.
Taibbi writes, Berenson's problems stem from being too accurate about the mRNA COVID vaccines, about everything from studies showing surprising inefficacy to potential links to myocarditis, that's heart damage, that even Biden's CDC eventually acknowledged, and he's got all of the links to it. If you want to read it, it's on Matt Taibbi's Substack. So my liberal trolls, I would encourage you to go today and read Matt Taibbi. He's one of you. He is a liberal, and he will let you know of the horrors of actual repression and free speech crushing by the Biden administration. Jimmy Kimmel knows nothing about any of that, and neither does Jake Tapper.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, loony Democrat Representative Dan Goldman just asked the internet that Democrats are pretending that there is no Antifa right now, which is going to be hilarious when we find they've been funding them. But let him get good and on the record before we find the funding. Dan Goldman posted this on X. Name one member of Antifa. If it explicitly calls for the overthrow of the U.S. government, where can I find that statement? Trump is trying to suppress opposition by labeling anyone who dissents as a domestic terrorist. Well, I know where you could find one. Yeah, you could find one in federal prison, too, actually. The ones who murdered that Border Patrol agent in Vermont in January. Yeah, and you can find Benjamin Song and seven others from his Antifa cell. He's a former Antifa member. And then formed a cell of the John Brown Gun Club. They attempted to execute a border patrol agents in Alvarez, Texas, outside the building. They shot up a cop full of bullets, but thankfully he lived. Anyway, the internet exploded because there's so many Antifa in prison. I know who else you could find. How about the two that tried to kill Michael Knowles when he was speaking on campus in 2023 and 300 conservative students? They had enough bombs to do that. That couple was convicted, and they're in federal prison right now. They're Antifa as well. Want me to keep going? Okay. I know where you can find some. There's video from Eugene, Oregon last night. where it happened again. Antifa surrounded the ICE building in Eugene, Oregon. And what is becoming a horrific, folks, watch this flashpoint. This one's going to explode. What the Democrats are doing is sending their Antifa friends, who they know darn well are real, to surround these ICE buildings. The domestic terrorist group's local television is posted at entrances, exits, pounding on doors and windows. You can see the video. Sources inside say employees are having to find alternative exits. And why is this? Because Eugene, Oregon is a Democrat city. So once again, when they call 911, whose job it is to remove them, they're standing on a city sidewalk. The police don't come. Watch that. Watch that. This is where we are going. A time is coming, if we continue down this road, where Democrats will shoot up ABC newsrooms, like in Sacramento a couple of days ago, and the police won't come. They'll say, oh, left-wing shooter. Okay, Antifa. Yeah, was it a conservative group they shot at? Yeah, we're busy right now. We got parking tickets to write. Call somebody else. That's where that's going. This is going to be the next level of dual justice. Now, if this was just going on in Eugene, Oregon, that would be one thing. But it's going on in Portland, too. I've played you that audio. Take a listen from Fox News. The police don't come because Antifa is above the law. And folks, when the people in the apartment condominium across from the ICE building call and say they're violating the noise ordinance, goes on all night, they blare the sirens, police don't come. They don't come, not even in response to their calls, because Antifa is above the law. Here's Portland.
Every night it happens, Sandra. And, you know, this is happening just outside of an ICE facility with hundreds of Portland residents living in apartments right across the street. And Portland police will not engage out of some fear that it will be perceived as helping ICE in violation of the sanctuary law.
That's Antifa.
And what makes this even more frustrating for residents is that Portland police won't respond to noise complaints or even when assaults are witnessed.
I'm calling about the protesters. They cornered two women out here. They need help. They cornered them. Please send the cops.
No cops. This is the opposite side of dual justice. I warned about it for years. We go to prison. The law is applied to us in extreme ways. But gradually, groups on the left and people on the left become completely above the law. Laws don't apply. Police don't even come. Where have we seen this before? LA riots. Why did Trump have to send the National Guard in? Do not forget this, because this is going to be important. This is going, you're going to need to remember this. Something is about to happen with this. Do you remember the mayor of LA? Personally, according to UK Daily Mail, went to the dispatch center to make sure the police could not be dispatched to help the ICE agents when they were overwhelmed by the liberal lunatics and Antifas and black blocs, some of them Antifa, some of them other groups that had surrounded the building and wouldn't let them leave. They were trapped there for hours. That's why Trump had to send the National Guard, because Karen Bass held back the police. They want bloodshed, preferably murder. And now it's happening in Chicago. It's happening in Chicago. This was Friday.
Fox cameras captured violent confrontations Friday between those anti-ICE protesters and federal agents moving in to stop them at an ICE facility near Chicago. DHS officials are blaming the chaos on Democrat leaders and say they could get no help from police under the governor's sanctuary jurisdiction.
See?
So they're in there by themselves, likely outnumbered because there's so many people around them. All the while, Democrats keep going after ICE.
This is wrong. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Now, in Eugene, Oregon last night, the police wouldn't come. So eventually, federal officers had to come and get the people out of the building and away from the violent liberal loons. But folks, this is a tactic. Here's Illinois governor and left-wing lunatic J.D. Pritzker. Okay, the Democrats are doing this on purpose. They're going to cause deaths. They're going to blame Trump and ICE. They're trying to get Trump to have to send in federal troops to stop leftists from beating, hurting, and killing ICE. So they can then claim this.
One of the reasons Donald Trump wants to send troops into American cities
is because he wants to be able to take control of the 2026 elections. If they've got troops in cities and it becomes a kind of norm for people, then it won't be abnormal for them when they're going to vote having troops at the ballot boxes. He'll say that he's protecting the ballot. And if he thinks that his party isn't going to win, then they very well could do what they suggested they were going to do in 2020, which is take control of the ballot boxes.
See how it works? Texter writes in the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, Tara, you want the police to come? Tell 911 that Antifa is being attacked by red hats. They'll come quickly. That's funny, but actually, I think that's a real thing. Like, I think that would probably work. Another texter writes, start using lethal force. Folks, every night the federal government has to put snipers on the roof in Portland, Oregon of that ICE building. They mostly fire tear gas and rubber bullets. But folks, that's hand-to-hand combat. That's the beginning of a civil war. That's what the left is doing. The spark that really trips the violence may come from what the Democrats are doing with these facilities. And when it happens, I wanted you to have the background to know what you're watching. Well,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, y'all, you're going to think I was psychic. From Dallas, this just breaking. Three shot at Texas ICE facility. I just did a segment on this all over the country. The Democrats are using the tactic of holding the police back so black-clad thugs and other Democrat assailants can surround ICE buildings. It's gone on in Portland. It went on last night in Eugene. Police refused to respond even when ICE agents were overwhelmed. They had to send federal agents in to do it. It happened in Chicago on Friday, and it happened in New York a week ago. And it happens every night in Portland. 3 months, police have never come once. Now, let me read you what's breaking in Texas. And Democrats are doing this to force Trump to send the troops in so that they can keep up their dictatorship narrative and radicalize their followers with fake news. According to police sources on the scene, this is a Texas ICE facility. Three people were shot. Multiple are in critical condition. The suspect, armed with a rifle, was a sniper on a roof who died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head as agents approached. They're calling this an active shooter situation at the Dallas ICE facility, and it was this morning. So this is breaking news. They're running it live right now on Fox News. Let's see if I can jip this. That was broken last week. Let's see if it works. Hold on.
There would be a rooftop. And there, Brian, as you look at both the map on our screen as well as the surrounding area of the law enforcement response, you can see several rooftops. And for anyone that's, you know, been to a facility like this, you know, the Sally Port is sort of the wide open garage you bring detainees, excuse me, not just in ICE, but in law enforcement, the police station, if you will. There's a place where they bring these people to be processed in. And so if indeed this individual is able to find a rooftop with a direct line of sight into that Sally Port, that would be tremendously dangerous. But so, we'll learn more, I guess, as we hear from the ICE authorities directly.
So just big picture, as we zoom in on this story, Griff, this is the second facility in Texas to be attacked where an agent has been shot. We don't know if an agent was shot in this case, but it's the second attack that we've experienced in Texas. They had started to reinforce some of these buildings, bring in more assets to protect them, yet something like this still happens, Griff.
Yeah, and it's a great point that you raise, Lawrence, because I think what you will likely see, and we're already seeing it. Remember, I was on the first couple of days out in Chicago for Operation Midway Blitz, and the ICE facility there, the Broadview facility, if you will, the protesters could get right up to the gate. I'm hearing that they're already, even before this morning, starting to harden.
So again, if you're just tuning in, this is just breaking. We are playing Fox News live from the scene of the ICE facility in Dallas, where police are searching for, they say right now, multiple shooters. One person is dead, a sniper on a rooftop who turned the gun on himself as police got close to him. But they're saying there are multiple shooters. We'll see. They say that a lot with mass shootings. And then it ends up being only one shooter. I don't know. We'll see. Three people are reportedly wounded. At least one of the gunmen is dead outside the ICE facility. And they say Dallas police are searching for a possible sniper and another shooter or shooters on top of the building. So if you just heard my last segment, folks, I just wonder if the left in LA, Chicago, Portland, Oregon, Eugene, Oregon, if they are refusing to dispatch the police when these left-wing protesters surround the building and outflank and outnumber these ICE agents. Will they keep refusing when the shooters start shooting? I'm just curious how this works. I'd love to ask Democrats. Maybe we can call down the Democrat Party headquarters, see how it works. When shooters start shooting the ICE agents and people are bleeding, will you send the ambulances then? Will you send the police then? I mean, it's a serious question because you won't send anyone to stop it. It's their jurisdiction. It's city sidewalks these guys are on. Last night, Eugene, Oregon, the police wouldn't come. The members of the, you know, the ICE agents inside were overwhelmed and outnumbered outside the ICE facility. They ultimately had to send federal agents in. They want this, folks. They do. What else can you say? When the left is holding them back, holding the police back in city after city after city, and the UK Daily Mail again reports that Karen Bass, mayor of LA, personally went to the dispatch center to make sure for hours nobody was dispatched to rescue the trapped ICE agents. That's why Trump had to send the National Guard in. It's not because he's a dictator and he wants to rule the streets of LA. He doesn't want ICE agents dead. Texas Department of Transportation cameras in the area showed heavy police traffic and emergency vehicles. Yeah, you can see them right now. I mean, it is, wow. I mean, there is at least 30 cop cars out the front of their ambulances. Three people shot. One of the snipers is dead. They're saying that there's multiple shooters. We'll see if that remains true. A lot of the times details early on in a shooting like this are, they're sketchy. They're hard to come by. But they're saying three people were wounded at the ICE office. Say a prayer, nobody dies. Just say a prayer, nobody dies. And I'm telling you, Democrats are holding back the police. They want a death. They want to force Trump's hand. They want more National Guard in their cities so that, and I ended the last segment with this, is J.B. Pritzker, so they can spew this line.
One of the reasons Donald Trump wants to send troops into American cities is because he wants to be able to take control of the 2026 elections. They've got troops in cities and it becomes a kind of norm for people. Then it won't be abnormal for them when they're going to vote having troops at the ballot boxes. He'll say that he's protecting the ballot. And if he thinks that his party isn't going to win, then
keep it up, Democrats. By the way, did you see what they're doing right now? Democrats are demanding an extra $1.5 trillion in spending or we'll have a government shutdown. Do you know what their number one demand is? Funding for health care for illegal immigrants. Not Americans. Not struggling Americans. Not screw Americans. For illegal immigrants. Why? Because we just notched a major win. 2 million either deported or self-deported in 250 days. They're in a panic. Because you might have noticed there's no jobs. And you also might have noticed Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting only Americans are getting jobs now. Yeah, because employers are afraid. So illegals don't have a job. Now they don't have health care for free. So Democrats are trying to get them some health care so they won't take the $1,000, get on the plane, no questions asked, and self-deport. They are desperate, and they're willing to hold Congress up and force a government shutdown. Mike Johnson tweeting, the Democrats are demanding free health care for illegal immigrants. Not Americans. I can't believe I'm living through this. The prompter away. Stop the elevator. They're claiming somebody with the Trump team did it. No, they didn't. That doesn't explain the fact that he gets up there. The teleprompter worked fine for the person before him, but stopped working. As soon as he calls them out live for cutting his teleprompter, it comes back on. Yeah, because they didn't want the world to hear what he had to say. And it turned out for good reason.
I ended 7 wars, dealt with the leaders of each and every one of these countries, and never even received a phone call from the United Nations offering to help in finalizing the deal. All I got from the United Nations was an escalator that on the way up stopped right in the middle.
By the way, him and Melania almost falling, you know, flat on their faces, which is what they were mad about. That would have been absolutely an international meme for a long time to come. And look, Trump leveled just an absolute warning at Europe.
Europe is in serious trouble. They've been invaded by a force of illegal aliens like nobody's ever seen before. Illegal aliens are pouring into Europe. Nobody is ever, and nobody's doing anything to change it, to get them out. It's not sustainable. And because they choose to be politically correct, they're doing just absolutely nothing about it. And I have to say, I look at London where you have a terrible mayor, terrible, terrible mayor. And it's been so changed, so changed. Now they want to go to Sharia law. But you're in a different country. You can't do that. Both the immigration and their suicidal energy ideas will be the death of Western Europe if something is not done immediately. They cannot, this cannot be sustained.
No, no, it can't. Trump went on absolutely trashing the UN. The best part of that was how he laid out how these liberal countries have gutted, absolutely gutted their industrial base. We're going to get into this in the next hour. Giving in to climate change only to have China pump, more pollution out, more pollution than they were even putting out. So now China's pumping out all of the pollution and taking their industrial base.
People with evil intentions, and they're heading down a path of total destruction. You know, the carbon footprint was a big, big thing a few years ago. And then President Obama would get into Air Force One, a massive Boeing 747, and not a new one, an old one with old engines that spew everything into the atmosphere. He'd talk about the carbon footprint, we must do so. Then he'd get in and he'd fly from Washington to Hawaii to play a round of golf. And they talk about, again, global warming and the carbon footprint. It's a con job. At extreme cost and expense, Europe reduced its own carbon footprint by 37%. Think of that. Congratulations, Europe. Great job. You cost yourself a lot of jobs, a lot of factories closed, but you reduced the carbon footprint by 37%. However, for all of that sacrifice and much more, it's been totally wiped out and then some by a global increase of 54%. Much of it coming from China and other countries that are thriving around China, which now produces more CO2 than all the other developed nations in the world. So all of these countries are working so hard on the carbon footprint, which is nonsense, by the way. You know, it's interesting. In the United States, we have still radicalized environmentalists, and they want the factories to stop. Everything yep. should stop. No more cows. We don't want cows anymore. I guess they want to kill all the cows. They want to do things that are just unbelievable, and you have it too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.